You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How good is that, Jordan? Back.
Yes, Simo, it is back. We've got some items here that kind of divide people. We have to try and work out how good they are, if they are even good at all. Simo, we don't know what the item in question is yet, so we're going into this completely in the dark.
Yeah, not a clue. Here it is for your Monday.
Humphrey Bear. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
No.
Oh, hell yeah. Big fan.
So Humphrey B. Bear was a kid's... kind of, it was like a guy in a bear costume, I think it was.
It wasn't,
you know,
it wasn't a guy.
A girl in a bear costume.
Yeah, I know. My dancing teacher was legit Humphrey B. Bear.
Hang on, you know Humphrey B. Bear and you haven't brought it up since now?
No.
Do you still know her? Can we get her on the phone?
Probably.
Because that might change my mind from a no to a yes. The reason I'm a no, though, I never really watched it back when I was a kid. I was always on the other channel watching the other kids' cartoons.
Do you know why it's Humphrey B. Bear?
No.
Okay. Well, like, what do you think the B stands for? It's not Bear.
Bear.
No, it's not. Why would that would be Humphrey Bear Bear.
He could have a double barrel last name.
She. Well, technically he, but no. So her name is Beck. That was Humphrey B. Bear.
Ah.
So it's, yeah, Humphrey Beck Bear.
Was that written into her contract?
What do you
like
mean?
That her first letter of her first name would also be Humphrey's middle initial?
Well, I didn't go...
Like, if I played Humphrey Bear, it would be Humphrey J. Bear?
Maybe. I didn't go through her contract, but I did...
You should have done!
I did learn a bit of jazz and tap from Beck.
Oh, really?
And she was, yeah, she was Humphrey B. Bear.
But Simo, you watched her growing up when you were a little Simo?
Yeah, for sure.
We really need to have a chat to her. Okay, see, you've brought. I've got so many questions for her about.
Like what?
How do you get that role?
You got to be a good dancer in a bear costume.
It's a very niche thing. Like Tom Cruise can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Whether he can tap dance in a giant bear costume. Not sure.
Well, no, he's 5'4". He'd fall over. Like, he'd be too big for him. too heavy.
Wait, hang on. So Tom Cruise would be too big for the bear, or the bear costume would be too big for Tom Cruise?
Yeah, the bear costume would be way too big for TC.
Okay, well, if Tom Cruise wears stilts and learns to tap dance, then maybe...
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Monday.
And Simo, if you missed it on Friday, we spoke to one of your friends who was having their birthday over the weekend.
That's right.
And had a very interesting plan about how they were going to spend their weekend.
Yeah, this was his idea. Basically, get as much free food as possible.
My wife and I are going to be going around to multiple restaurants and getting all the freebies.
So if you're not familiar, you get, well, some place. If you're a member or what have you, they will offer you a free meal or a free beverage on your birthday.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're going to find out how that went for Nathan and his wife, Lauren, on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, how are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
Very well, thanks, Lauren. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I do just want to ask, we spoke to Nathan on Friday before the food. Now we're speaking to you. Is that because Nathan ate so much food he's still got like a bit of a food coma going on?
Yeah, look, I could not roll him out of bed this morning.
And so it was Sunday that this all went down. What time did it all start, Lauren?
So we were hoping to start at breakfast time, but our plans changed because we did not get moving in the morning. So our breakfast started at 11 o'clock.
Well, you got to adapt and overcome, Lauren. So it sounds like you've worked it out from there.
Yeah, so from 11 o'clock we moved around few different towns, and then I reckon we finished up back at home maybe 7 o'clock.
Wow.
What?
Well done.
So from 11 a.m. in the morning through to 7 p.m.?
Certainly was.
How much, can you give us like a rough quantity? How much free food do you reckon you got?
We ended up with 8 different meals or items from 8 different places, and that's missing probably 4 of the ones that we wanted to get.
Oh, yes, because what, you didn't get your memberships in early enough?
We didn't get our memberships in early enough, and then there was some some places didn't accept the birthday offers because they were a franchise or something like that.
All right, ruthless. Well, I do have a query regarding how did Nathan behave? Because on Friday, he did. We did suggest that maybe because it was his birthday, he wouldn't have to do much of the heavy lifting, as it were. Are you sending the wife in as, like, the scout, the early agent to, like, bring the free food back to you?
Well, I feel like it's my birthday. I probably can.
So it was his birthday. Who did the heavy lifting?
Well, it was his birthday. He's the one that's got to say it's his birthday. So I did make him do that. I went into every place with him. So I was there for moral support, but he did all the hard work.
And so how many Ks did you cover? Because I assume you were driving. Were you behind the wheel?
I was behind the wheel. Kilometre-wise, I reckon it might have only been 60 or 70.
Okay, right.
Like, we kept it pretty reasonable in the space.
70 Ks in 7 hours, Jordan, and 8 different meals. That's
living the dream right there, living the dream.
Lauren, you guys absolutely owned it over the weekend. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Simo and Jordan. Simo, I want to talk about the Inspiration Games, they're called. Have you heard of them?
The Inspiration Games?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't.
I kind of Googled them before. There's not a lot of info about them online.
Hmm.
But I think it's, from what I can gather, it's because the Olympics are cancelled this year because of COVID-19.
Well, yeah, inspiration's hard to find in 2020, Jordan.
Lots of athletes are, like, doing the races from their home and then sort of comparing times.
Okay.
Around... Yeah. No offence to any of the athletes.
Hmm.
It's not the big ones. It's not like Usain Bolt's running or anything like that. Well, mainly as well because I think he's retired, but still.
His stats wouldn't look that good online, I don't think. They're like, they'll look at it and they'll be like, he only ran for 10 seconds.
No, technically he ran for 9 seconds for the 100 metres.
They're like, what a slacker.
Also, it's interesting you bring up Usain's time because Usain's world record time for the 200 metre race.
I know this one. Is it 9.96?
200.
Oh, 200 metres?
Yeah.
Oh, 16, or I don't know, how fast?
19.19 seconds
to run 200 metres.
Yeah.
That guy's a bullet.
And during the Inspiration Games, a guy called Noah Lyles, who's an American, he's 22 years old,
yep.
And he ran the 200 metres in 18.90 seconds, which, whatever way you look at it, is quicker than Usain Bolt's 19.19.
Is this certified, or is this just something he, like, told his mum?
No, it's... Well, look, it would have been certified.
Right.
If it wasn't found out after the race. After the race!
That it wasn't 200 metres in length?
Yes.
Hilarious.
That he only ran 185.
That's funny.
Due to a muck-up by the organisers.
Idiots.
Yeah. So this guy, Noah Lyles is his name, the American runner, was quite disappointed, as you would be, because he thought that it was 200.
Spewing.
He's run the race, he's looked at the time. Oh my God, I've broken the world record, only to have your dreams shattered, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it does suck.
When have your dreams been shattered? When have you thought you were doing something so amazing and then you realised, oh no, that was on like easy mode, dude, like anyone can fix that.
Simo and Jordan.
When did you think you achieved something great only to have it snatched away from you?
Oh my goodness, has this happened to you?
Well, this is all because a runner ran the 200 metre race. His name's Noah Lyles, he's 22, he's American. He thought that he had broken Usain Bolt's world record, only to find out after the race that he actually only ran 185 metres, which is not the 200s that you have to run for the 200-metre race.
What was his name?
Noah Lyles was his name.
Noah Lyers, more like it.
No, well, to be fair to him, it was the organisers who set up the track that were wrong, not him.
It's not going
to
help him in the schoolyard, Jordan, when he goes back.
Well, if he's 22 and still in the schoolyard, I'm slightly worried.
Well, you know, the kids will tease him for not telling the truth.
Well, see, mate, I mean, me and Noah, although he hasn't broken the record, he is still a professional athlete.
Okay.
You know, in peak physical condition, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And he reminded me of myself, actually.
Of a peak physical athlete. Reminded him of you.
It's like looking in the mirror.
Righto.
Well, Simo, back in my younger days.
Oh, yeah? Last week?
A little bit younger, more younger than I think early teens.
Oh, little Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went through a phase where I was really into swimming.
Really?
Like proper, like doing the, as you know, as they do in the Olympics, just doing laps and that sort of stuff. I say a phase. It lasted about a month.
Yeah, were you heated pools only?
Look, my local pool was heated.
Yeah.
That was very fortunate. But no, I think my dad was into it as well, and we would get up at like 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yuck.
And like first thing in the morning and just go swimming.
Mm.
So one day I kind of, as we're walking to the swimming pool, I kind of looked on my phone and kind of Googled what the world record is for the 50-metre freestyle.
Okay.
It's a tad over 20 seconds.
Yeah.
To do the 50-metre freestyle.
Right.
50 metres is just one lap of the pool as well.
Okay, yeah.
So there was a little bit of a clock there at one end of our local swimming pool, so I thought, okay, well, I'll time myself, you know, we'll see how it goes. Start swimming. Oh, I'm swimming quite well. This is quite good. And then got to the end of the pool, and I think I was like 23 seconds or something like that.
Mm.
So I was absolutely losing my stuff. Oh, my God, I'm only 3 seconds off the world record. This is amazing. I went to school the next day, told everyone I was going to be swimming in the Olympics. I was super keen into it for like a couple of months.
Wait, so Dad didn't correct you? Just let you think that you'd smashed the record?
Well, I didn't smash the record, but he kind of played a little... I think he was enjoying getting me out of the house, okay, and not playing video games, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I thought, I found my passion in life. I'm amazing at this. I'm only 12 and I'm 3 seconds off the record. And then I remembered it was a 25-metre pool, my local one.
Oh, right.
So not a 50, which is the standard Olympic thing.
Whereas the great philosopher Bon Jovi once said, whoa, you're halfway there.
First time ever Bon Jovi's been talked about as a great philosopher.
Simo and Jordan.
Plenty of time to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
I'm aware of him, yes.
Steve Irwin, no longer with us, of course.
Mm-hmm, very sad.
Did you ever get to see him live, like in the flesh? Or...
No, but you did, I'm super jealous.
Very cool.
And you bring this up on any possible opportunity.
So I saw him do like a live croc show, and he was like wandering around the pond. He's like, now see, like if I go in the water, they get really interested. And then like, boom, they were like on him like straight away. But then he was walking around the grass. He was like, see, nah, they don't bother when I'm walking around out here.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Like, you just go do whatever. Like, if there's a crocodile in the water, traditionally, yep, I don't go in the water.
Stay out.
Steve would.
It's good that there are people like that really solidifying the Aussie spirit and cliche for the rest of the world, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. And you went and saw him, this is in Queensland, on his zoo,
Australia Zoo, yeah.
I'm so jealous, I would love to go see that.
And now the torch has been passed to his two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Bindi, though, she's been busy getting married. But Robert, Bob Irwin.
So he's the guy, he's the boy's son. How old is he now at the moment, do you know? Off the top of your head?
Oh, not a clue.
Just roughly.
Not a clue. Oh, geez, he'd be, I'm going to say 16, wow, somewhere there. I could be wrong, but I think that's ballpark. However, he's old enough to be handling animals, all right? So...
I'd argue 16, maybe not old enough to be handling deadly animals, but when it's Steve Irwin's son, we can kind of give him a pass.
So he has obviously been busy. I found this over the weekend of him handling a python.
Okay.
There you go. You got to be grumpy or are you going to be nice? You going to be grumpy or nice?
Sounds like almost like he's G'ing himself up. He's like, come on.
There you go, buddy. You're all right.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine, Bob.
Good day. Aren't they just the coolest? I love carpet pythons. That is a good-sized carpet python. That's so cool. I got to tell you, though. Oop, you're right. When I first found this guy, there is no way I... Oh.
So he's fine, by the way.
Did he get bitten by the snake?
Yeah, so the python's struck him square in the face. In the noggin.
Wow.
Whoa, right for the cameras. They put this to air, by the way. This is in special. He's completely fine. But then I was like, I swear I've seen that bit of footage before.
Yeah.
Right? And it turns out, Jordan, that I had. But not...
Well, you'd watched it twice.
Not of the sun.
Of Bindi?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, there is that footage of Steve...
Tonight, we go into a very isolated and extremely remote gorge in midwestern Queensland, where we take a very unfortunate spill, nearly kill both of us.
Son of a gun.
So both of them, legit, have been struck on the face by the same type of snake.
Whoa.
In exactly the same place.
I really hope we have it in the system, but if there's no better time to play the Circle of Life from The Lion King. But that's amazing. Like, yeah. Even listening to, I think, Robert Irwin is the son's name, I think. Mm. Even like listening to his mannerisms and stuff like that, it was so like Steve in so many ways.
Are you going
to
be grumpy or are you going to be nice?
You going to be grumpy or are you going to be nice? Well,
it's like what my parents said to me when I was a 5-year-old and I was in trouble. And he's just talking to you saying that to snakes.
I hate to tell you, Rob, but he was not feeling nice that day.
Yeah, I think when it bites you on the face, that's a pretty good clue. Nice, it is not.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.